one chance saying, is it conceivable that you resent 2 months ahead rather than 1 month? And one other chance saying, since you had always said prisoners would be released concurrently with withdrawals, and in May 8th we had said they'd be released before, could we go back to our, what had always been our position? On the second we said yes, on the first we said if that's the only hang up, we can reject it. President then said that rather than send this through a diplomatic note, they wanted to send a very high-level mission. That they were prepared to support this in Hanoi. President, in his usual shady way of direction, said, Kissinger told Gromyko 2 months was acceptable, therefore I say 3 months. No, I said nothing of the sort, but we got that back. And so he said he was going to send going to Hanoi to recommend, in effect, our January 25th program release, with a shortened deadline of 4 months rather than 6 months, which is our May 8th proposal. In fact, a combination of May 8th and January 25th, 4 months rather than 6 months, and 2 months for you rather than 1 month. So we didn't accept the 2 months, but we didn't reject it either. And that's the Woodcombe trip that's not taking place, but we're amazed. You know, we stopped in Calcutta, I can't figure it out.
Yeah. You know, I mostly said that the weather is bad, well, maybe it is bad.
It isn't bad.
It isn't bad. Do you have any plans to meet with them or anything when you're there?
Absolutely.
And this is unrelated, the China is unrelated to that.
Well, the China is unrelated to it only, is related to it only because we wouldn't want to keep the Chinese quiet.
Sure.
So, I mean, we want to keep the Chinese from screaming.
Yeah. Will you fill in on this proposal?
Yeah, but not to say that Bukoni is going business proposal.
Yeah. But as you talked to the Russians and they indicated that generally acceptable.
I don't think it's a good idea to give the Russians the Chinese a club. I'm always very worried that they're taping what I said.
Yeah.
And may play to the Russians, or vice versa. So I'll present that proposal independently without saying that the Russians are supporting it necessarily.
Great if we can get that, if you think.
But the reason the Chinese were the ones who pushed the data, I mean, there had been a general agreement at some time after the Moscow visit. And because of the Podgorny trip, it suits, you know, what we want to avoid, and I'm sure you agree with this, is a situation where Podgorny goes to Hanoi, Hanoi then turns towards Peking. And, you know, if we can close all these loopholes, we might actually get them.
What about Tian Maccabi? Is he going to get involved in the plans there?
Not to my knowledge. It would be a disaster. But he's going to be there, is it?
Yeah.
In South Africa.
Yeah.
He is absolutely not going to get involved in that. You know, unless he has a private understanding with the president, I don't know what to do about it. But it will screw things up to a failure, obviously. He's certainly not going to happen.
Well, that's why I was thinking about that.
I think we've got this thing positioned now where if they're ever contracting the ground now. Now, it hasn't helped any that after the visit was agreed to, the Gaotang Air Force bombed inside of China. I don't know if you know that.
Bombed inside of Bigfoot, what did you mean?
Well, they sent out a private message through New York, which they never do. They would be bombed inside China, and that the message that he's been very restrained. But there's a limit to our restraint.
Jesus Christ.
And they overflew China 4 different times in 1 week. That's what they're screaming so much.
Of course, the papers probably will attempt to relate your visit to
That's where the war is going to be decided.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 months ago they were on their knees begging for to be permitted to bomb up to bed.
See, before the first question, would you give us a briefing on your meetings with Sato and Nellie?
He has asked about it. Oh, yes, yes, absolutely.
Because he should have it.
I'll give you, I think it went very well, but I'll, as soon as I did, there was of any secret, you know, nothing discussed that you people can't have.
Yeah.
If you just have somebody who's with you, who said it, or if somebody just,
I'll
get it with fingers over the present with Fukuda, except for one hour. These chaps are unbelievable, though. No sooner do you get through with them, they hold the president.
Oh, sure. Sometimes halfway through, they send somebody out to hold the president. It's what you said already. I've never seen it like. Say, well, before he gets into, what about this ILO thing, that decision, this silly goddamn decision? He asked for the money. In the words
of the let me tell you, I have not really implemented it. I've sent a memo to him, appealing it. So if you can avoid implementing it for another week, I think I can get it to do it. It's a nutty decision.
Oh, it's crazy. We owe the money.
It's not going to be lower.
Because we can't get out of the obligation without two years' notice. Secondly, I understood exactly what we asked them to do. Made a personal plea for them to do it.
You can mention it now. I wouldn't.
I don't want to mention that.
I have a person on my own authority. I've made an appeal. You sent over a memo in which you pointed out that we have that 2 year application. And I'm strongly making that point, and I'm saying the whole decision is wrong.
Does he know that he asked for it himself?
I don't know how the decision was made. I am afraid what happened was that Colson was in here with some goddamn playbook here.
And I think he wants it too. Minnie's going to make a reference if he's going to say. Minnie's been on the hook on this thing all along. He's been the one saying that.
It's a nice decision.
What's crazy?
Where's the president in the bathroom? When are you off for answers next week?
I don't know. I want to talk to him about the job. Say, why don't you have Jerry Smith sit in tomorrow in this briefing? I know the president, but I think that's a mistake too, Chris. He's going to have to testify. I mean,
the president wants to sit in the record.
I just don't understand things like that. The president makes no play. I don't understand that. Just the courtesies.
Well, I found you guys.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Mr. President.
How are you?
How's your throat?
It's better.
Picked up a little. I had the same thing with each of you on that, I think.
What did he have? Did he have a...
He had a little viral.
He had a golf dish. How's he doing?
He was sick. He had quit the last 2 months. He had this bronchitis thing.
And I know that I haven't followed him enough this year. He's such a colorful guy.
Yes.
And then he just, I noticed he was having a slump or something. But what was playing or had to get him operations?
No, he just had a viral infection of his bronchitis. A little bit of virus, personally.
So I follow.
Sure.
Well, what is the CEO meeting this in the next week?
The 27th, 29th. What I wanted to talk to you about was just get your views on that whether I should stop at other places. You remember, before you decided to go to Poland, we talked about Yugoslavia and Poland, and I suggested Poland for you, which I think turned out very well. Really the question is, what can I do to be most helpful to you? None of these things are urgent.
And where is Segal?
Canberra.
A long ways away.
Now the possibility,
the other possibility, of course, is whether you'd be more useful here to this point. Well, I don't know.
Well, see, Congress
would be gone. That's right. So that's in the Democratic Convention. You've got 3 weeks there. What are the other possibilities?
The possibilities are stopping in Indonesia, which is on the way. Really, which actually haven't anybody up there. I can stop in Indochina. That seemed to be useful, although I've got so many people going out there, I have serious doubts about it. When I went to the NATO meeting, the foreign minister took me aside. And urged very much we stopped there. They felt neglected. And Secretary of State hasn't been there, and I've been other places. He made a personal appeal
about Turkey.
Well, I've been there. I don't have to. I tell you, I'm
and also Turkey, you have to realize they're in a little trouble, too.
Yeah. About the other Greece one, well, I think what we ought to think about is in political terms. Will it help you in Greece, Yugoslavia, and Romania? I don't think any of them are essential in terms of foreign relations. I think it'd be good.
Well, I think going on around in terms of foreign policy terms, it's a very, and foreign policy terms, it's a CEO is important, even though the organization is.
I almost have to go because they'll accuse me of
going. Oh, yes, I think. Well, anyway, it's important. The idea that we're sticking by our alliances, it should be emphasized. If you've done NATO, now you're going to see the. What about Antis?
Yes, it's the same thing.
Good. You do that. Then I think Indonesia, I think a couple of 2 days or something there would be in order to do good because it is the most, it's more important than all of Indochina put together. When you think of how many people are there and everything.
And the Japanese, when I talked to them, both Sato and Fukuda, said that they think Indonesia is the key and that's what they're going to throw there, but they do Southeast Asia.
And you could do the, see, the money's been in Indonesia for quite a while. Last year, so you could do that. Now Ceylon, I don't know what is the latest report there. It's the woman we got to talk about.
It is. We don't have a bastion. That's so embarrassing.
But that's right. Strauss-Pay was there.
No, our relations with them are pretty good, and I think if I want to make it very short, I don't think it's worth
one day.
A day.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Just to stop.
It's really a stop
because of it. Because you gotta stop. What about? I have another thought to maybe way out. What about Afghanistan?
I've been in
Communist. Not Afghanistan.
Yes, he requested. He's got a day.
Pakistan. Well, he got a day. He has to waste a day.
So. Is he going to Bangladesh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bangladesh.
For a day.
Bangladesh. Yeah.
So they can talk about the settling matters there, though.
That was just that.
Yeah. Well, then it seems to me that the Gulf thing is if the Shah is anything he's interested in, we should be interested in. We had a long talk. Wouldn't you gather that?
I think if my choice of the countries that Bill has mentioned, I don't know whether it's possible to visit Yugoslavia without visiting Romania. The reason I mention it is it'd be a little dangerous to give the Russians the idea that we're lining up all their
potential
troublemakers. On the other hand, they've just had Tito in Moscow.
He's got to Grimico in Paris.
And
Grimico went to West Germany right away.
I don't know. So I think Yugoslavia would be great. If you would say go to Yugoslavia, Greece, Bahrain, Ceylon, Indonesia on the way out, if that was your thought on the way back. On the way back. They would sort of.
Let me put it this way. I don't think in terms of the. In terms of the communist countries, I think that Yugoslavia could do us potentially a little more good than Romania. We've got a pretty good image in terms of Romania, and it's not from a foreign standpoint. Ceausescu, there isn't. He's going to be there, and nothing's going to happen. Yugoslavia is going to be changing, and. Everybody's concerned about what's going to happen. Tito is going to live. He's 80 now. I didn't realize that. He was 80 when we were in Russia, remember? And I think stopping Yugoslavia is important from a foreign policy standpoint, just to keep in shape. But the remember the fellow that you said that told you that the White House that night, he said the talks with Russia did not go well.
Yeah. He's the one
in with that.
He's
yeah. And.
I'm interested about Romania, though. I think they're going to feel, I said, a little left out because they did ask me even before Yugoslavia, they came in and said they hope very much I can stop.
I don't think there's any, I don't think that Henry has any overriding, not just that you're doing the other countries. I mean, you're, Bill is stopping in Romania to see Ceausescu and then on
Yugoslavia. But they're not going to do
lose any money that we haven't already lost. In other words, people are raising hell because we're being nice to a dictator. And the Greeks are still proud of their damn country. And I think if you did Greece, it would be a good thing. Because just sending aid wasn't, you know, that's to be routine. But also, well, you'd have no objection to doing Greece.
No, it's better, but
what about that? I mean, but you know, you're with our NATO friends, who the Scandinavians all.
They quieted down. We had a very good NATO meeting. There was no attack on Greece, no attack on Portugal. It was a very successful meeting. No, I don't. I think after all, we're all in NATO, and hell, we shouldn't be ashamed of them. I mean, they are important, and we're establishing a home port.
I think we have to. I think. Well, you mentioned politics. Greece is very important to us politically. As a matter of fact, Romania, even though I was there, you know, in a bigger subject, Romania, there's a hell of a lot of Romanian Americans in particularly Chicago and Pittsburgh. I think it could be useful to go to Romania. I think they're visiting other countries. Particularly if it's part of Spain, no.
Lopez Gallo is coming over here. That's
yeah.
I don't want to part with him.
No.
I've done the Europeans.
You've already done. I guess there's no reason to do the anything else in there. You've really done it in Europe, haven't you?
Yeah.
Would there be any reason let me ask you to do something like Morocco? No. Nothing in there that would be helpful to us, is it? Well, anyway, none of that's going to help us here. It's going to be a great deal of
That's right. I think in the case of Greece and Romania and Yugoslavia, it might help us a little bit, and when I get back, I can meet with some of their
colleagues. That sort of thing. You could meet with the Romanian groups, you know, you can meet with the Yugoslav groups. They're more Western, actually, than all those from the US ones. And the Greeks, of course, they're a potent minority. Of course, we should do well with them anyway, but it always helps to touch them up a little.
There's another possibility I haven't mentioned that you might want to think about. Korea, of course, has been anxious to have somebody visit. It's a terrible war, but they have been having talks, I don't know, and it's
filled with the North Koreans.
With the North Koreans, and that'll surface one of these days. Now, if we could get them to surface it before a visit, so that I was able to say when I got there that as a result of your initiatives for peace, that even the North and the South Koreans were talking about this, and so let us give you credit for that.
Well, now you see in view of the fact that you'd have to go over Taiwan to do that. That's, I suppose, probably.
Yeah, it's a long way.
You'd have to go way up there over Taiwan. I think Korea would be a good idea, except I think if you're not going to Taiwan, would be noticed. Don't you think so, Henry?
Yeah.
I think Korea would be a good idea,
though. I'm not sure how eager they are to surface these talks.
Well, they haven't indicated they would, but it's going to be
a lot of it.
The thing is, when you look at the map, you'd be going up there.
Oh, wait,
I'll tell us it's about
Saudis are interested in that too. The Saudis are interested in having us have good relations with Kuwait and Bahrain.
Let me ask this, would it be useful for an aristocracy in the Saudis?
I've stopped to see the Saudis. In fact, I did one of the
generally
today is the 11th British song.
Yeah,
I always I think there's a great advantage.
Well, then, if you do the Saudis, then you've got here in the Mideast too. Yeah.
Well, the advantage of the Bahrain is first we it's a new port facility for us. Secondly, it shows their interest in the Persian Gulf. The British would be pleased about it. I talked to him about it. He thinks the Shah would be pleased with the show.
Yeah.
Because it can show.
If you do Bahrain, you would be sure to let the Shah know that we talked about it. That in line of his expressed desire for us to become more concerned about the area that you were going to stop there on your trip, you'll understand why, of course, you're not going to come to his place, really, which is worth going to see. It's pleasant that we've done enough for good now. That'd make your trip about right from the standpoint of logistics.
Yep.
You see, you pop into Ceylon, and you go on over to Bahrain, and you go on over to Greece.
That's about right. It'd take about 2 weeks. Long.
Would you say you spend a day in each one? And you would leave about the 27th. And
no, it's a little earlier than that, 24th, I think.
Well, could I?
Yeah, that's the 27th.
Well, when you get through, you might consider then coming out to San Clemente and making a report there, because I'll be there. We'll give you a few days off. See, we're going to be in San Clemente. I'm going out right after the Congress adjourns, which will be on the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll stay here the 15th, because the Democratic Convention ends on the 15th. So if you get back around that time, I might give you a chance to spend it.
Are you going to be here next week, anyone?
Oh, no. No, I'm yes.
Next week.
I'll be here next week. I'm going to be here until the Congress adjourns, you know.
I thought that, so I wanted to see what you thought about this. On the way out, I could stop at the Commonwealth Club and attend to get me to make a speech.
By all means. By all means, it's an excellent forum. But if you could, you might let us do some work on one thing. I think if you do it, I'd like to see them put it on at night. You see, the Commonwealth Club has its noon meetings, and that's fine, everything, and that's good for the written press. But if you do it, they will, I know they have, on many occasions, well, on some occasions, at least for areas of government concern, they move it to a night meeting, and that way you have television at night. Always, I think you ought to do all these things, having in mind the impact on the television audience. And so,
and I thought maybe when I came back, I could go to that Chicago forum.
Chicago Executive Club.
You know, and actually maybe meet with the Romanians or Yugoslavians or whatever you decided.
Yeah.
It seems to me we ought to.
We have the, they have now, which you can work out through, Poland, and they have ethnics outside the National Committee and various ways to get at them.
Mm-hmm.
We've got quite a group of people in Catholics and working on the Romanian and Yugoslavians and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But if you went to Chicago, you could do the Chicago Executive Club. Again, if I could suggest there that whenever you go to those things, so that's right, just always sort of have your people, and so that way if you don't want to, might be a little bit touchy for your people, but get a hold of Holland's, advanced types, because they can always trigger these into night meetings. Now, Chicago executives at night is worth 10 times as much as doing it at noon. It'll be a great audience either way. They do it at night, and they bring their wives, and they'll televise parts of it, and so forth. Or if they don't do it that way, if you want to do it, they'll make news clips, which, of course, is not a good way to do it. Well, that's not a way. But the Commonwealth is very good. Another good groups that you might consider, which you can do in all these, you can do any of the ethnic groups without any problem with politics. I mean, that's to be expected. You certainly should do Polish groups and Romanian groups and Yugoslav groups and so forth. But another group that you might consider is at this point, and I don't know how good they are, in Los Angeles it's a pretty good group, are these foreign relations councils. Now they're, in Los Angeles it's a more conservative group, and it's or town hall in Los Angeles. I'm just trying to think of
town hall, pretty good.
the traditional things that Secretary of State does. I don't think the Secretary of State has probably ever done a letter to our organization. And as a matter of fact, I think that we ought to consider your doing the, this year, I have to do the Legion, because I can put them off for 3 years, and I think you...
I did the Legion last year.
Yeah, you did the Legion last year, but you go to the VFW this year. Because they're more active. I did the VFW last year, and I think you could do the VFW this year. You could. And that's it. They're more active supporters, too, of our policy in the Legion. But I'd like to move across the party lines into various organizations, like labor organizations, the ethnics, any Catholic organizations are excellent, just excellent. Anything which are.
I was pleased to see you have such a good response from the blacks the other day. You know, yeah. I don't know whether you realize it, but you've appointed more black ambassadors than any other president ever in this to the country. We ought to get them all out. You know, we got some good ones. This fellow in Nigeria is damn good. Right, excellent. Bev Carter, the big one. Paul,
big dog guy.
You know, he's going to Tanzania.
Who is he?
Yeah.
He's good enough. He's your captain, yeah.
Todd.